The following podcast is intended for mature audiences and may contain obscene language and adult themes. If you are easily offended, the producers of this show suggest you do the following measures.
Number one, if you are under 18, leave now. This is not intended for you. Number two, don't listen to this at work. If you do, make sure you're by yourself and have earbuds in. Number three, do not download or listen to this podcast at all. And number four, if you do download and listen to this podcast and you find yourself offended, seek medical attention immediately for the assistance that you need removing the stick from your ass. Now on with the show, bitch. Here we are again, episode 49. Only one more to go before we hit that big old milestone of the TNA podcast. My name's Jason Roach. Motherfucker! Hello!
Oh, hey. Hey, I forgot. Sorry about that. I'm fucking drunk and shit. I had a bad day at work. I totally fucking forgot about it.
You're sitting there with headphones on in front of a microphone and you fucking forgot.
Well, folks, that'll give you just a little idea of what you're about to hear.
Oh, God.
Because that's kind of the way the first recording started.
Well, you can fucking blow me because.
Why is that, Jason?
Well,
did something happen?
Little peek behind the curtain. We sit down with these gentlemen that we are interviewing today. They are the host of 69 Whiskey, Motorboat and Matt, and Eric, the Dollar Store Dom. They are the host again, I say.
You say what?
Of 69,
say it again.
69 Whiskey. We had an interview with them, I don't fucking know, a goddamn year ago. It seems like that. But we sit down and talk to them for the very first time. And it was comedy fucking gold.
It was wonderful.
Guess what happened?
Tell me, Jason, you technical wizard.
You go fuck yourself.
You editing master, you man of keen intellect.
We covered this in an earlier episode, but to get a little more under the covers on it, I fucked up and recorded half of a conversation. After we talked to these fuckers for an hour and a half, had some good stuff, and I was like, hey, man, we'll let you know when the shows come out, and yeah, man, high five all around, blah, 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 and I fucking let them go, and I went, let's listen to that shit, and it was like, you could fucking hear it. It was a bunch of horse shit. They weren't there. We were there, but they weren't there. And I am like,
well, we were the comedic gold part of the whole
thing. Well, I don't know about that.
But you know, the worst part of this was the fact that we had to talk to these assholes again.
Yeah.
Because they're just a little bit too much like us.
Yeah. We found that out in the first fucking interview that is lost in ether somewhere.
In the toilet, more like
they are like the younger counterparts of us.
Yeah,
so
a lot of similarities there.
After you listen to the podcast, or you know ours, this one where we're talking to them, you know, just to not be confusing at all, you will understand that they are very sex centric, and
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think they started out with that intention. So, do you start to see a similarity to start with? But Matt is my son, I believe. I might have spent some time with Joyzy. But he's about the right age for frame for me. But he is an...
Eric's just fucking demented.
Yeah. But he's also... he is the foil to Matt as far as... Dude, you don't do anything on time. You don't fucking contribute. You do contribute. You just sit down and open your mouth. Okay?
Boy, that sounds awful familiar.
Yes, it does. So, if you would like to hear more, this would be our interview with Matt and Eric from 69 Whiskey.
Well, here we are.
Again.
For the second fucking time. We've tried this once, and we had comedy gold. However, somebody's technical fucking bullshit that he prides himself on trying to do didn't fucking work out.
Who, so anyway, who was that? Tell me.
The guy who would even fucking have a clue as to how this is done. So it's not you. So anyway, here we are with the host of 69 Whiskey. I'm going to do a grand introduction to these guys before they even fucking start, because once they start, they're kind of like
us. They won't shut the fuck up.
That's right. They're exactly like us. So who we are speaking to, again, the host of 69 Whiskey, this is Eric motherfucking Weinstein. He is the dollar store dom. He's a military vet. He started 69 Whiskey originally as a college radio show in New Jersey. And his co-host, Matt, looks like a motherfucking eye chart, motorboating Matt. He is the head advocate of the Big Titty Committee. He is a YouTube creator for over 10 years. He met Eric at a dom.com glory hole. And the rest is podcast history. So, Eric and Matt, welcome to the TNA podcast.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That's fantastic. That was great. I mean, I wish I met him like that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, shit. Okay. This turned.
Listen, man.
At least it would have been a little bit more interesting for me.
Oh, God. So we know who the pitcher and catcher is. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
First of all, thanks you guys for coming back, because I can't apologize enough. I fucked up the first interview.
Yeah, there we go. Let's get it straight here.
Yeah, okay. Blow me. Okay.
No, we didn't meet in a glory hole.
Up here at the Love's Truck Stop right up the road. So how you guys been doing? Besides, you know, wondering if this episode's going to come out because I fucked it up.
You know what? You know what, Jason? In the short time that we've known each other, I love you, buddy. You seem like a great guy. You and I apparently are some long-lost fucking family members with the way we both operate.
Yeah,
as we established.
Yeah,
God damn it, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
You done fucked up and screwed up. And comedy gold, man. We had gold no one will ever hear. And you know what? Some of the best shit that comes out of a podcast is the stuff that people forget to fucking hit record on.
Well, in my defense, I didn't forget to hit it. It was half of a conversation, and that's not going to be that funny. But it was hilarious. And we made those revelations during that you and I are very similar. Eric and Sam are very similar.
Yeah, we do definitely have our differences, though. I'm not a dom sort of MacGyver all these creative toys.
A dick. You're not a dom. You're a dick.
I'm a rare fucking breed of human being.
Oh, okay. Let's just lay it out there for us. Tell us all about how great you are.
It's not really about how great I am. Oh. It's more about I will be honest, there are very few people that I've come across and that I've met in my time that would be willing and confident enough to go through with a lot of the shit that I do. I mean, let me put it like this. My second marriage, I consummated in the middle of a dungeon.
Nice.
Holy
nice.
Shit.
Nice.
I didn't know this. What the fuck?
I bent her over in the middle of the dungeon over like the fire cupping table, and I plowed her in the right in front of everybody as other scenes were going on around us.
Wow. So yeah, you and Sam were really similar.
Yeah. Well, I do that in my head.
Yeah.
And yeah, I dominate myself every day when I come home.
You said confident. You have confidence. There's a fine line between confidence and I don't give a shit. There should be the same, but they're not. But damn. And Matt's trying to get a word in edgewise saying, you never fucking told me that. But there's a lot of this shit that goes on between the two of us. But listening to you guys before we record, as you talk to each other, I'm like, have they ever really fucking met?
Are they there?
You know what? So
they're thinking about it.
The reality of the situation is I have done so much bullshit in my life that getting through all of the stories and like certain details, I will just be like, that doesn't fucking matter. And I will just cut shit out. And that's kind of the way that I tell stories, to just like kind of keep things short and to the point. And then people will be like, oh, give me some more details. And I'm like, all right, fine. Let me give you the fucking crazy bullshit.
It
comes out slowly over time.
How did the two of you really meet? It wasn't a glory hole thing, we assume.
Assume.
And you had actually made the 69 whiskey title or show prior, but how did the two of you meet and realize that you wanted to turn this into a podcast? And in the same vein, one of you kind of explain what the whole purpose
I'll do the actual like show title and the meaning behind it. Okay. Mish, go with everything else.
Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger. What's your vector, Victor?
Damn.
Go ahead.
Did we lose him again?
Oh, so I'm just gonna start with like the whole. All right, cool.
Eric,
well, whatever.
You kind of have to start from the beginning here.
I was just letting him go ahead and try to lead with like the touching story of like him meeting me and like going through and like building himself up kind of thing. But all right, I guess we're just going with the funny shit first.
Well,
all right.
Here's the thing. When you're waiting for each other, give me something, because I'm sitting here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sitting here shitting razor blades going, I'm going to fuck this up again.
No, you're good. So 69 Whiskey, originally when I produced it, was just me kind of looking around at all of like the college kids that were around me and hearing all of the belligerent dumb shit that came out of their fucking mouths about like talking to other people and going to parties and doing things in so, so dangerous ways. I was just like, all right, I need to give these kids some like adult education on doing things the safe way, because there is a right way and a wrong way to do adulting.
In the dungeon.
And listen, I mean, does it teach you different? Does it teach you etiquette really fast? Absolutely. But my whole point was I was just going to try to put this out there as like a fun educational thing. And I decided to go with like the most ridiculous title that I could think of, which was essentially calling myself, using an army joke of what do you call an army whore, a 69 whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a feeling it had something to do with military, but I wasn't sure.
I got you.
Yeah, so in the military, the every job has two numbers and a letter. So I was a 13 Foxtrot. Our running joke of a military whore or a barracks bunny is a 69 whiskey.
I'll be damned.
I had never heard that before, ever. And even the barracks bunny, that was a new one on me too. Have you ever heard it before, Jason? No, you didn't. You haven't, because you're old.
Shut up.
Oh, hold on. Shall I list the variants of 69 whiskeys?
Sure.
Do it.
We have We have the ever popular and ever present Barracks Bunny, which is the frequents the barracks and goes Joe to Joe, usually clearing out at least 3 to 4 floors within the span of 2 months.
Wow, that's Damn. Like a lot lizard or in wrestling a ring rat. Go ahead.
Then we have the dependipotamus.
The fuck is that?
That sounds like it could be a little twisted. I mean, what is it? Come on. Is that just another variation? Is that what that is?
So the dependipotamus is the incredibly overweight dependent that marries a very fit soldier.
Oh, wow.
And somehow manages to cheat on that soldier with half of their platoon.
Holy shit.
Wow. Okay. So Damn. I don't feel too bad about that now. I'm kind of a dinosaur myself. I'm a lickalotopus. Anyway, go ahead.
And just a word of warning for all of my Joes out there who are interested in possibly picking up a dependipotamus. Dependipotamuses are usually the ones that ruin careers.
Wow. Okay.
Steer clear of the dependipotamus.
Yes. Stay safe out there, kings.
And queens. Dependipotamuses come in all genders.
Literally. By the sound of it.
Or come on.
Then we have the desert queens and kings, also known as the people that will only get laid when they are deployed.
Holy shit!
Oh, okay, that could be me.
Just drop you in the middle of the desert.
And
yeah, the only humps I can get is a camel.
You're forgetting my favorite one out of the bunch.
Which one is your favorite one?
G.I. Hose.
They got the Kung Fu grip.
And then finally the Tricare rabbits. Sorry, the Tricare bunnies.
Okay. What's the explanation of that?
Yeah.
So the Tricare bunnies girls. Sorry, let me rephrase that. The males or females that go out to clubs specifically looking for soldiers to either have a child with in order to get their Tricare benefits.
Oh,
holy okay. shit!
Yeah, that's fucked up.
GI hoes.
Damn, sounds like you guys really got to be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's the reason we have 69 Whiskey to educate you all.
Thank Listen, you.
Bombs
well
just
done.
Don't go off on the battlefield. They go off in the barracks, too.
Oh. So, Matt, how did you get hooked up with Eric and decide to all do right. this?
So the way I remember it, and it seems to be like him and I have the same wavelength when it comes to this particular story. In college, I had declared my major in communications and radio and all that jazz. I had no idea what the fuck I was going to do, so I decided to walk into our lovely radio station at Ryder University, 107.7 The Bronx. And I basically walked up to him. They had just finished a meeting. He's the first person I see. He looks like he's the guy in charge. I go over him and say, hey, buddy, my name is Matt. I would like a job. He looks at me. He says, yeah, sure. He's shocked that I willingly came in there. I'll never forget the look on his face. And then from that point on, he gives me a date to show up for an event. And the rest was history as far as our friendship and working together at the radio station goes. How I got involved with the podcast aspect, because I was never involved with the actual radio show. I knew that Eric ran the show, but I had never been involved in it directly. It wasn't until right around the time COVID was at its height, which was like May, June in 2020, where I brought the idea to Eric and said, hey,
I have an idea. I want to do a podcast, but I feel as though, and you can stop me if I'm wrong in this, Aaron. I feel as though that 69 Whiskey would be a great platform to have a podcast about, but I know that that is your domain. It's your show. I'm not going to steal it from you, but I want you to be a part of it with me and that we can build it up together and hopefully become big one day. And October 2020 was the first episode we had ever dropped, and the rest is history from there.
If you were going to explain your show to somebody who'd never heard it, how would you explain what you guys cover? Because, I mean, you know, from us listening to you, it's like just crazy shit. You go in different directions. It's drink recipes. It's sex. It's video games, twisted anime. So, I mean, like, what kind of stuff, if you were just describing somebody, hey, go listen to us, but they have no preconceived notion of what this is going to be, how would you describe the show?
The way I would do it, and Eric, if you want to give your own answer for that, by all means. But for me, the way I would describe it is, if you want to find a way to educate yourself more about sex and different aspects of adult entertainment, as well as all the other great things that you mentioned, from drinking to things that focus around those entertainment, like the twisted animes and things of that nature, and even just standard entertainment we talk about every now and again. We talk things from movies, wrestling. If you just want to learn more about those, exactly, woo. If you just want to learn about those and hear us fucking banter and have great conversations with great people within the industry of the adult entertainment world, we're the guys for you.
Eric, you have anything to
add? I actually have a slightly different take on what we are as a platform, to be completely honest. We are the platform that says, if you've ever felt a certain kind of way about something that you couldn't explain, and you wanted to get a community of people that you could talk to about the way that that certain things make you feel, because the things that we talk about and the fetishes that we bring up, the topics that we cover, they're not really considered mainstream within the adult community that we grew up with as, like, kids. Like, honestly, if we turned around at the age of 15, 16, any of us, to our parents and said, this is something that's interesting and is going to make millions of dollars by the time that we're 20.
I know what you mean.
our parents would have turned around and gone, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the truth is,
they'd also tell you that you need Christ, depending on the truth, your household was.
But, yeah. But the truth of the matter is, and we've talked to vendors about this as well, where somebody will come into like a kink convention or a porn convention, and they'll be interested in some sort of kink play, and because their friends are with them, they'll instantly start giving them shit, and suddenly their entire interest in that kink is dead.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That is I don't disagree with that.
Our purpose as a podcast is to give people the education and the understanding beforehand to be able to say, no, I'm comfortable with the fact that this is something that I'm interested in. We're here to give people confidence and let them know that it is okay to be kinky. It is okay to be weird. It is okay to like anime. And it is okay to be interested in off-the-wall shit.
Yeah, to say the least. And I mean, with us, we started out having no fucking roadmap whatsoever.
Yeah, it was a crapshoot.
Yeah, we just thought, okay, and we're going to get
a lot
on,
of crap.
Yeah, we're going to get on here and we're going to talk and we're going to tell stories and stuff. We didn't become sex centric till a few episodes in, just because of our humor, it started sliding that way, and we have ended up. We are. I don't want it, and Sam doesn't want it to necessarily be grouped into a sex podcast. I still consider us an adult-themed comedy podcast. Our main objective is to make you laugh. That's what our objective is.
Yeah, we're just having fun. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I got to be honest, not poking fun at it at all. Your take on some of the things that you guys talk about, to me, being considerably older than you, I don't find as shocking as I do. I find the stories related to it as funny. So, I mean, do you go into certain subjects thinking, this is, we got some stories on this that's going to make people just absolutely just die laughing? Or do you try to stay serious in the educational part of it?
I think it's a mix of both. I think it's a mix of both because me being as uninformed as I am sometimes in regards to these topics, I'll always find a way to say something off the wall to make it funny. I think that's pretty evident.
Yeah.
Eric sometimes may or may not get mad at me for those comments, depending on how much they cross the line.
Fucking.
That was evident not too long ago. But that's a different story for a different time. But what were you going to say, Eric?
I was going to say that. I mean, it depends on like the stuff that we're talking about, because
it really does.
We recently did an episode covering my trip to Test Fest, which was the big BDSM convention that I just recently got back from. And boy,
your arms are tired.
There was a story that we held back on that.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me now.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna hang up.
No. Damn it, Matt. I've really worked hard at this.
You can mute if you don't want to hear it, but
oh god.
Nope, don't fuck anything up. Just grin and bear it. Go ahead, Eric.
Just bite on it and take it.
Yeah.
So while I was doing my observations I walked away from two scenes, and I told the first scene on our show, and the second scene was another medical play scene.
Okay.
Where just, an individual
just to be clear, when you say a medical scene, you got to understand this audience may or may not get that.
It's
a scenario. You're seeing something being played out.
So correct? essentially a scene within the BDSM community is a act or a scenario that is agreed upon by two people beforehand and then enacted within a dungeon while observed by a dungeon monitor.
Okay. Proceed. I'm riveted. Go ahead. Proceed.
And a medical scene would probably involve, obviously, medical supplies for those that are also wondering where the medical stuff comes in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Go ahead. Go.
I'm really interested now.
So the scene, as it was described to me as I walked out of the dungeon, the scene as it was described to me before I walked out of the dungeon. Because boy. After I was told, I said I would work outside.
Holy shit. Fuck.
Yep.
Okay.
I was told that they were doing a scene where an individual was having their scrotum medically stapled around the head of their dick to give them a mangina.
Whoa!
What in the goddamn fuck?
I got a mangina.
How small is that pecker to be looking like a clit anyway?
I'm old Greg.
Again. I don't know the answers to this.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Give me 1 second. I need to change
shit. Oh, my God.
That is a different way to do some docking right there.
Wow. Dock with myself.
Fuck. God.
No. Man. Yeah. Okay. I can see why you left. Yeah, I really can.
Yeah. Leave us fucking hanging or not.
There wouldn't be anything hanging if it's stapled.
He said mangina. That made me think of,
I'm old Greg. I got a mangina.
God. Wow.
What did you go get? A stapler? What? Is it show and tell?
That's my stapler.
Matt, are you still there?
I think you.
I want to die.
He left.
I
want to
die. That's where I'm at right now.
He's outside doing the show now.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Listen, now, I'm really glad. It's not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, because there was another thing that I thought he was going to say, and I'm glad it wasn't that now.
Holy shit.
All righty. Yeah. I thought we'd done some pretty screwed up shit.
But I'm going to tell you something. This made me think of listening to one of your episodes. It was an episode that you guys pointed me in a certain direction and said, hey, if you want to hear some fucked up shit, listen to episode 30. So I'm going to tell you something. Everybody listening right now, if you want to check out 69 Whiskey, just start at episode 30 and then go back. Because I heard some shit on there and I was just like, holy shit. Dude eating a fucking cereal out of a girl's ass and then fucking almost getting into a satanic cult and then trying to get a basketball up a girl's ass. That was great. I'm driving while I'm listening to this and I'm like, what the fuck am I listening to? But your buddy Pip was just like, he was like just being nonchalant going, you know, you got to get it stretched out to a certain point. And I'm like, no shit. But anyway, Eric, if you're back, are you back?
Oh, I'm back. I'm back.
Okay, you left us hanging with the staple. So
yeah.
We've all had time to process that.
Unfortunately.
So by all means, please continue.
I mean, that was it. That was the end of the story. I walked out.
Yeah,
I was done.
Yeah, there was nothing left to see.
I was real upset that I missed this beautiful caning scene that night, performed by another very aggressive top. But I was very, very, very happy that I did not have to see the medical play scene.
Wow.
Damn.
But you did see someone get a block of wood nailed there.
Nope. I walked away that happened.
What was it?
Say again?
Yeah.
Matt. So again, as I said before, I walked away from two scenes that weekend, and the other one was I walk over, and I see this individual laying back on a medical play table with a block of wood with a perfectly cut hole just big enough for his junk to get through.
No.
And I walk up to the medic that is on standby.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, I've heard what's going to happen earlier this week, but I need to hear it out of your mouth before I walk away from this, because I am not the DM for over here. And she goes, what? I go, what's about to happen over here? Oh, that one is about to nail that one's scrotum to the block of wood.
Holy shit.
And I went, okay.
My old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
I went, all right, you have a good night. I'm going to go observe some suspension scenes.
Oh, my God.
And all they could hear was footsteps and, fuck this shit.
I say, I am just reconvening everything in my head of the stories that I've told, of the things that I have fucking witnessed. I have been in a quote unquote dungeon. It was more of a prop than something that you would use. It was for amateurs, put to you that way. It was actually part of a swingers club. They actually had a dungeon. They had a table. They had the suspended, chains from the ceiling with the restraints. And it was not nearly as set up.
No medic on standby.
No, there was no, because there was also none of that shit going on. This was geared a lot more towards the sex and then the control part, as opposed to any kind of pain or
so it was
like
family
that.
Oriented.
Oh yeah, bring your kids. Oh, Jesus,
what the hell did you just say?
I did not say that. Oh my god. And I'm thinking to myself after I said that, this is such a garbled bunch of audio bullshit. There's no way I can edit that out. Anyway, you guys, we actually read, this is completely off the fucking subject, but we read that you received an AVN nomination for favorite adult podcast. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, fuck off.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, after hearing these stories, it might give us a good idea
that is a very good point there, my friend. But would you explain to our listeners what exactly AVN is? Because we know. And explain to us how that you got in there for a nomination. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I can tell the part of how we found out we got the nomination if you want to go into what AVN is, Eric.
I mean, I'll let you say how we got the nomination right quick, because I do. Well, actually,
There's a couple of different factors that went into it, and we both have different perspectives of the same story. So,
but there's also some really good news that's been added to it since then. Like, fantastic news.
Okay.
You begin if you would like to then, Eric.
Okay. So we had interviewed a lovely woman by the name of Brittany, who is one of the owners of a kink store called the Dungeon Store,
which Eric spends far too much money on.
Oh, absolutely. Me and my submissive, way too much money. Listen, we've considered rebranding me to the Dungeon Store Dom, but we're we're working on that.
I think we've already done it, but okay.
One credit card payment at a time.
But we had interviewed her for the first time, and through that and through her publicist, we had gotten noticed by AVN right as they were creating their first ever adult podcast category for the Adult Film Network Awards.
So
Adult Video Network Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adult Video Network. That is what AVN is, correct?
Porn.
Yes.
When you say adult entertainment, that's the pinnacle.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just AVN that picked us up either. It was like a whole bunch of I think we got picked up by XBiz. I think we got picked up by a couple other different, relatively well-known publications. it was like for a solid few days, it was like nonstop tweets of us getting tagged in this article that the publicist had put out, which shout out to Jay. I definitely attained his work into what one of the key factors that got us the nomination. Definitely.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Fucker. Go ahead.
Hey, it's all about who you know, boys. Just get good.
Who you know, who you blow, it don't matter.
Well, sounds like there's a more of the
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. But if I may tell my aspect of the story now before you get into the good stuff, Eric. Mm-hmm. So basically how I found out about the nomination, because I think we had a few people put our names in, because at first it was like fans putting in the podcast names, and they would just narrow it down based on like following and reach and things of that nature. It turns out I was coming home from work one day, and buddies of ours from another podcast who had also been nominated, the Porn Stash podcast, they gave me a call and they said, "Hey fucker, check Twitter really quick. You just got nominated for an AVN award." And I took a look and I'm like, "Holy fucking shit. We just got nominated for an AVN award." So I'm like freaking the fuck out, like happy freaking the fuck out sort of thing. And I called Eric and we went over that, and the voting was supposed to happen, I think, the day after that. And it turns out the AVN website crashed.
Oh shit.
For like a solid, like almost a week.
Wow.
So nobody could vote. Nobody could vote for, I think, almost a week, if not a week. So they actually had to extend it until like the last day before the actual awards were supposed to take place. That was crazy.
Damn.
Wow. Just to be nominated for something like that. I mean, cause that, you know, AVN's been around for a long time. It's like, you know, it's the Oscars of fucking porn, basically.
Yeah. And to say, and the great part about it is, and this is like the follow-up to it a little bit that we have going on from this last weekend of me hanging out at Pest Fest with all of our vendor friends, some of which we've got coming on to the show pretty soon. We're actually going to be working on trying to work with Brittany to advertise her stuff for when she comes up here for Exotica this November.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yep. So crossing our fingers and hoping to get some media passes as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah. But there was one
since we have a vendor at the event, motherfuckers.
Yeah. But it made me one thing you said earlier when you were talking about going to the dungeon store. That you talk to her publicist. I'm like, how big is this fucking place that she has? Really?
Brittany is nationwide.
Wow. Yeah, she's very big.
She vends coast to motherfucking coast and to porn studios, all sorts of different people.
Wow. And she's right there in your backyard, basically. Not literally, but.
Well, she will be November, but she only lives a couple states away.
Gotcha.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But as far as like stuff that, and also, we were just invited to her wedding.
Damn.
December. So, yeah.
You guys.
Also, anybody interested, this December, Naughty Noel, 69 Whiskey is going to try to make an appearance there.
Naughty Noel. All right.
Yep.
That's cool.
I will say this, though.
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Huh.
If I may interject here, I will say this, especially when it comes to all the vendor friends that we've made and even people that we've met in the industry. They are probably, you know, whatever preconceived notion you have about the adult industry gets shattered when you actually get the chance to like speak to these people. As far as I'm concerned, and this is my opinion, they are probably some of the nicest people I've ever actually went out of my way to have conversations with. Like, we have had the pleasure of speaking to people like Sophie Marie, upcoming people like Adeline Starr and Lilith Jane, and hopefully many more in the future. And I got to be honest, there's probably some of the most interesting and kindest people you will ever meet. And that's and including the vendors, Brittany, Little Fox Toy Box, and others. They're just super dope people to be around. So like, if you have preconceived notions about the adult industry and the kink community and things of that nature, whatever preconceived notion you have is going to get shattered when you actually speak to them. I'll tell you that much. And that's something I've learned.
We've run into the same thing. We don't do, we have yet to, and I think it's kind of like on the mountain, to say that, hey, we had a conversation with a porn star. We've gotten close. We've stayed more on the internet side of it. We've had a conversation with a young lady named Casey Donatello, who's an OnlyFans creator that basically is in a relationship where she is going out and basically having as much sex as she possibly can
with as many.
Yeah.
Different people.
And this is a thing with her husband. It's a sub-dom kind of relationship thing, but that's their kink. Talking to her, I don't know, even myself was thinking, that's just going to be kind of fucking nasty or whatever. She is absolutely fucking delight.
Oh, she was.
And I mean, I even had the preconceived notion myself, so I can completely get that. Anybody we've ever had as a guest, burlesque dancers, strippers, those things. We just talked to the girl from the Next on Stage One.
Oh, Pixie.
We just did an interview.
Pixie. We love Pixie.
We just did an interview with her. So those are the type of people that we've done interviews with, but it's the same thing that we've run into. Anybody that has anything to do with any kind of adult entertainment, whatever, they've been super, super personable and very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep moving along here. Yeah, and I'm
just out of curiosity, I mean.
Listen. I have a long con here, to be completely honest. I have been working on trying to get a specific vendor for literally since we started this podcast. Okay. Very, very specific vendor for a very, very specific reason. And that specific vendor is Kinkubok Studios.
And when you say a vendor, explain to everybody what you mean.
So somebody who sells kink objects at like some of these conventions and stuff. So at Exotica, at Test Fest, there are like some some people that are selling items that are at both of those events selling the same items.
Gotcha.
Or restocked new items and stuff that they might have acquired in between events. So like,
make sure you hit it with that bleach.
Yeah. But
okay.
Stop fucking with me, Eric. Go ahead.
Not really. But the fact of the matter is like the reason I have personally been trying to get in touch and get like a hold of Kinkubok Studios is because they also work very, very closely with a model known as Lauren Phillips.
Tell us about God Lauren Phillips, please.
Not again.
So this is a prank that I have been trying so desperately to get us big enough to actually pull off. And I'm probably never going to do it because it's in such bad taste.
Oh, but come on.
No, God. You only say that because I told you that it would be in bad taste for obvious reasons that go against the whole moral of our show.
Yeah.
Because you like would have done it regardless if I had not mentioned it.
Yes, and you made me see the light and you made me see the error of my ways. I will be honest.
But
even the dollar store Dom has flaws.
Did it change your mind?
But, oh my God! So my plan for one Motorboat and Matt Mish, because Matt has never once sat down and told his family what he does.
Oh,
it's getting and a lot. So, it's getting a lot harder to do that. You know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's getting a lot harder.
So my whole plan was that one day I would save up whatever dollar amount I needed to save up for this. But the plan was that one day I would have Miss Phillips show up to one motorboat and Matt's house.
Holy
in
shit.
A police officer's outfit.
Oh.
And arrest Matt for lying to his family.
He's a dick, isn't he?
Dude,
what's she going to do with that baton?
As long as I'm not on the receiving end, I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Listen. He knows this. He knows this. I don't think it's a bad idea. It's just in bad taste.
Look, I can completely see the whole thing with your family and everything. Because, Matt, we established the last time we talked that's fucking lost in ether forever. you just turned, what, 25?
I just turned 20. It was actually the day before my birthday we recorded that. We tried to record, excuse me, that episode. It was going to be my 26th birthday the next day.
Okay, let me tell you something, Mary.
Way to ruin his fucking birthday present, Jason.
I'm such a fucking loser. But I get the whole not telling your family about it. But, you know, you're out there with me. Like I said, we didn't intend on this show ending up the way it is. Just no filter and just telling stories that just are humorous.
Well, no, we do have a little bit of a filter because there have been times that I have said things that you came up out of your chair and was just like, nope,
well,
we can't do that.
No, but at the same time, there's basically not a filter. But my oldest child, my oldest daughter, who is about 2 years older than you, Matt, had just basically said, Dad, I can't listen to the show anymore.
Hey, she's single? Like,
yeah,
her and her wife are happily married. And she's actually a graphic designer. She's our logo. She actually designed our logo. She like threw that out in a day. And I'm like, because I was like, I'm trying to think, come up with something. She's like, excuse me, I can do something. And I'm like, I want something dirty, but not like over the top or whatever. And just like right off the top of her head, she sent me that and went, that'll work. So, but her and my other daughter, who is 20.
Oh, here we go.
Four.
Oh, no.
Senior mom.
She doesn't listen.
You're in trouble.
No, because she don't fucking listen either. No. But they stopped listening a long time ago because in the beginning, the first couple of episodes, it's like, ah, Dad, he's so funny. And then Dad's going to. So I was licking her asshole.
I can't listen to this.
They're like, Dad, we're done. And I'm like, okay. Thanks for stopping by.
In good conscience, we can't listen to this.
But I totally get that. But, dude, if you have. I'm assuming. Doing the whole cop thing, you kind of might have a thing for this woman to start with, fantasy wise.
I do have a crush on this individual that Eric is talking about. Yes, she is probably in my upper echelon of favorite stars to watch on the hub.
She's
every
a
now and again.
She's a fucking smoke show. I get
Could
it.
Have said it any better myself.
So, Sam, you want to ask a fucking question? You're over sitting there playing with your Peter. Don't break out the stapler.
Put your nuts.
I mean, I have
down.
One of those in my toy bag if you want it.
Oh, that's right. I got a toolbox. I got a toolbox behind me over here.
My submissive keeps on trying to pawn it off to other people.
Oh my god.
Well, you had
she really has.
You had mentioned a few things earlier. It almost kind of sounds like, you know, you went from you're thinking about going from the dollar store dom to some, you're stepping up in the world. But, you know,
I'm trying.
Well, okay, since you seem to be stepping away from that, what would you consider to be your best, most creative dollar store budget BDSM sex story that you've come up with so far? Are there so many to choose from?
Fuck.
Pause for dramatic effect.
Fuck. That's a really hard question, because like one of my favorites is an all natural one.
Excuse me.
And that was literally, yeah, it was completely organic. It was just, so have you ever heard of a monkey tree branch?
No, nope. But I'm about to find out. Go ahead.
So a monkey tree is this really like hellacious bush. And the way that it grows, it's got like these like thick, like tree branch looking things, but they're covered in leaves that are actually more wooden than they are anything else.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see if I can.
My old brain can't figure this one out.
I'm gonna look up a picture and I'm gonna send it to Mish to be terrified.
We're so.
I've already seen it though. I've already seen the monkey tree branch because you had a photo of it on what was it, FetLife or whatever.
Okay,
we won't have to tell a story about this after the fact, but
so
continue, Eric.
So it's
hold on.
Okay.
I'm holding. Is there somewhere that I can send something to you guys real fast?
Sure. You can send it to the number that you just got from. Or
understood.
That way I don't throw it on there and everybody will be calling me. But actually, what I will do is, through the magic of my fucking editing, I'm going to just take a little break.
Hey, folks, this is Heather Berry, one of the TNA Pod Kitties. You're listening to the TNA Podcast with Jason Roach and Sam Hall. Don't go anywhere because shit's about to get real.
Okay.
All
we,
right.
We took a little break there. And
now we know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. Eric sent us a visual aid. So basically it is a,
I call that porn.
Well, it to me, being a Southerner, I would call that a switch, but it's a switch.
Your mama made you go out and pick that off a damn tree to whip your ass. With.
Don't make me cut a switch. I'll whip your fucking ass.
But you're basically, it is a long, structure, whatever. It's basically a goddamn switch. It's got a lot of leaves on it, though. It actually looks like a fucking stalk of fucking dope is what it looks like.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought.
It's like, wow, can you just whip somebody's ass with that? And then
now we know why Eric has it.
Then you can get all fucked up afterwards. But so the monkey tree branch is a tool for contact play, or impact play.
Impact, switch. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm with you.
So, well,
and I'll
okay.
post that
so
picture
that's,
on our fucking
that's
Facebook
actually,
page. No.
That's actually like the nice one.
Oh, okay.
That's like
so.
That's a branch.
That's the like you said. That's the switch. That's the cane.
Yeah.
I had a club.
Okay.
So that's like the limb, and for the super experts, you get the trunk of the goddamn tree.
Now, gentlemen, he's also leaving out another important toy that he probably has somewhere in that photo.
Well, and the other very...
Yeah, so this toy has a very special history on this show. In the first ever episode, we told the story of the machete. Yes, this man also used a machete. What? For impact play.
Wait.
Excuse me.
Like an actual machete.
Correct.
Yeah, in the picture.
Oh, shit. Let me look at it again.
And then,
it's right next to the barbed wire.
And if I was in the room, all you would hear is footsteps and me going, fuck this shit.
See, when he says that, he just nonchalantly said, yeah, it's in the picture. It's right next to the barbed wire. And I went, that completely went over my fucking head. It's like, oh. Okay, we're talking about hitting somebody with a fucking switch.
Cut a switch.
But there's a fucking gigantic fucking knife, machete, laying next to barbed wire. Well.
Okay.
You completely missed the glove with thumbtacks put through the palm.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. That's called the Mick Foley special.
Hey, or as Eric, I like to call it, Mr. Happy.
Mr.
Eric, yeah. Do you want to tell them? Eric, do you want to tell them where that machete is?
I have no fucking clue.
That's not good. That's not good. You don't know where you left it, or you just don't know what the fuck happened.
So funny story.
Well,
I had a Chrysler. I drove it from Washington State to New Jersey. Somewhere between those two places.
Jesus.
did you retrace your steps?
It only take, walking maybe, I don't know, 60 days to fucking walk that, maybe, if you make good time.
Yeah.
But so you have no idea how, though. You just you stop to get gas and,
hey, where's my machete?
I mean, I thought I had it when I got home. So it could be lost somewhere in New Jersey between where my parents live and where I went to college. So who the fuck knows on that one either?
God. Some kid walked along the road and went, hey, I found a machete. What the hell's on this thing? It smells weird.
It smells like ass.
Tastes like blood.
No.
Well, it depends on where the blood comes from.
Wait.
Were you chopping up the chum?
God damn it. We had done this interview once before. Sam kind of changed the fucking questions around a little bit, but there are some that are still fucking on here. And Eric, before you joined the call, we were talking with Matt, and this question that we asked before kind of led into another story that I told that I think kind of popped you guys. Tell us about Wheelchair Barbie.
I can start with that if you don't mind, Eric.
Yep, I'll let you do that.
So the way it was, so Wheelchair Barbie, who is a wonderful individual, Brittany Banks is her name. That's the name that she goes by as well on social media. She is a paraplegic who also has an OnlyFans account, which is how that works out. I have yet to find out, but it works for her, and that's great. She was our episode 69 guest, so if you wanted to check out episode 69, nice. Go ahead and check out that episode where she gives much more detail as to everything that would happen with her accident that led her to be paralyzed.
Let me see.
And only everything fans, she's been doing in the industry.
OnlyFans.
I'm fucking dying over here.
Wheelchair Barbie.
As soon as he said paraplegic, the first thing I thought, oh, God, Stephen Hawking.
No.
I'm imagining some fucked up shit right now.
Sam had wrote that down as a question, and he put in besides of it, he went, teaser. And I knew what that meant. It wasn't for you. It was for me. So in the last time we started to do this, I told you guys the wheelchair story about me. And you guys popped for that pretty fucking hard. So,
it was great.
I'm definitely gonna have to look her up. So OnlyFans, huh?
Yep.
I'll be damned.
I'll have to send you a link. She gets banned on social media so often that it's hard for me to keep track of her now. But when I do, I'll look for her and I'll send you a link.
That's awesome.
She's not like Hawking, right? She's not that bad. I mean, she can actually talk.
No, no, dude, not at all. Dude, she's fine.
Not going to be this.
Dude.
It's not like she's pressing buttons.
I got dude. The voice like, in my oh, head. Yes. I just can't.
Oh, yes.
Dude, I can't edit this. She got no fucking cooth.
Yes. Please lick my pussy now.
Stop that.
I just hear this fucking robot voice going on.
Oh, dude, just fucking alienate everybody. Fuck it. It's no different than my fucking experience. I'm sitting there going, Oh, God. Please have a broken leg. Please have a broken leg. And I look and I went, nope, they're not broken. They just ain't been used in a while. Man, she was a fucking trooper. She got right up in there, get after it. And I'm like, all right.
But they just ain't been used in a while, huh? You said I'm an asshole.
Oh my God.
All right. That was the worst possible fucking thing I could have done.
Listen. You took one for the team, man.
Look,
you took one for the team. That's what you did.
That's the way I look at it. I always end that story. I took one for the team. I try to keep it as clean as possible. I never went into graphic detail, not even with Sam. But in the episode, he had never heard the story before. We've known each other for 40 fucking years, and I had never told him that story except when we were recording live. And he's looking at me like, are you serious? And he starts laughing and can't stop. And I'm telling all this stuff, and I'm trying not to be like, I don't know, Sam going,
lick my pussy, please.
I'm trying to be very gentle about how I present this, but at the end, I couldn't help it. I had to tell the truth. I'm like, she climbed into bed.
No. What really started it was, if you listen closely to it, was when you said she wheeled herself down the hallway.
Well, she wheeled herself down the fucking hallway.
The way you fucking said it, yeah. I just fell over on the damn table next to me.
And you know, crawled into the bed, put pillows up underneath of her, and looked behind her, and looked at me and went, get after it. And I'm like, all right. And then the whole time
I'm like, standing there with your fucking drawers around your damn ankles going,
dude, I was like 27 years old, and I was scared to death. It's like, this ain't going to get hard. There ain't no fucking way. I'm so weirded out. And I mean, I'm 27 years old. I should be able to get fucking hard when the goddamn wind blows. But anyway, we're going to keep going. Sorry, we got off track there. But I saw the wheelchair Barbie thing, and I'm just like, I saw the word teaser outside. It was like, I already fucking, the bloom's off that fucking road.
Well, there was one other thing that you know, I wanted to know about specifically because, well, I know you also want to know about it as well. It's this sensational new product.
Oh, boy.
Called the Male Hanger. Gentlemen, inform us. Leave out no details.
Of the Male Hanger.
Oh, boy. Oh, you want to take this one? You want me to take this
and
one?
By the way, Sam is considering full membership.
Yeah. Just to let you know.
Well, I mean, if you use code WHISKEY10, you can enlarge your penis.
Whiskey dick. Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah.
You,
69 whiskey dick.
Yeah.
Listen, if you need to choke a hoe, if you want a helicopter like whoa, use whiskey 10. Buy yourself a male hanger. Doesn't use pills. Doesn't use chemicals. Uses your own ability to stretch your dick and really work it the fuck out to get the length that you desire.
Tried it.
And listen. The inventor of this product, our good friend Ben, he can lift with his dick over 30 pounds. So I want to see one of you try.
What? I can't curl 30 pounds more than like 10 times. What the fuck?
So he straight up said on the show when we interviewed, he's like, oh, I can do like 35 pounds. I'm like, what?
With his dick.
35 pounds.
And I'm not taking anything away. This is legit, right? This is
legit.
It's not a bit. Holy shit.
He even posts all of his all of his growth statistics on online.
Yeah,
so you can actually see his results.
There for a minute, I thought you were going to say, actually see his results and be like, hey, look at me.
I'll pass on that.
No, I got my dick swinging to be fucking fair. Center block around. Look at me.
Now let me just preface this and give a disclaimer for the listeners of the TNA podcast.
No, man.
Please do not start off with 35 pounds. That comes with time, okay?
Wow.
You gotta work yourself up to it.
I think I'll start with like a ball of cotton.
That man spent 10 years in Tibet with the Swamis.
Pulling on his penis. Oh God!
Listen, if you at least he wasn't hanging with the Dalai Lama kissing little kids, you know.
Whoa, easy now. Let's go back.
At least he wasn't doing that.
Let's go back to talking about. Let's go back to talking about chicks in wheelchairs.
Yeah, for real.
That seems so much tame.
Safer conversation.
Yeah, that was much more tame.
But as far as like the mail hanger goes, it is a very, very good product designed by a very, very good, a very, very intelligent human being. And who knows, if you ever really need to defend yourself using your own dick, it's very useful if you ever just need to, like, kill somebody using your cock.
Oh, my God.
Hand-to-gland combat.
I won't be able to... I won't be able to use my I'm losing too much or gaining too much weight fucking deal with that. Because that's how I've kind of went on a thing where I've lost a lot of weight here recently, but I use my this gauge. It's like if I get in the shower and all my shit's all fucking shrunk up, if I look straight down and I still have to suck in my gut to see the head of my dick, I haven't lost too much weight. But if I use this thing, I'd be like, oh, I fucking tripped in the shower.
Shit.
All right, we kind of covered this already, but if you guys could pick one episode so far, if you wanted to entice potential new listeners, some of the TNA pod kitties might come over to your 69 whiskey land, what episode would you say this is a pretty good cross reference of everything that we represent? Which episode would that be?
Ooh.
We got 69 for the wheelchair chick.
Well, that's a good place to start, I would say. But I think,
wrote that one down.
Oh, yeah. I think episode 30 is when we really start to come into our own about that, to be honest. Like all the episodes we did prior were very good. But I think like episode 30 is what really set the bar, in my opinion. If I had to pick another one instead of that, it would probably be the one we did with Sophie Marie, because that was like the first like really, really big guest that we did.
Okay. I can say personally, go ahead, Eric. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're good. I was going to say we actually, if you really want to understand what we're really all about and who we are as like a show, we just did a great series of three episodes on the how to be a good dom and what it means to be in that kind of relationship. And I feel that it describes a lot of the way that we view the world and the way that we treat people. And I think that those are some of the most inspirational episodes that we've got right now.
I don't disagree with you, but God damn it, I'm trying to sell the back catalog, you motherfucker.
Go to the archive.
I'm trying to get us views on the new shit. Fuck that.
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, this is the way we treat people, with machetes, gloves with packs.
We lost somewhere within, I don't know, 3,000 fucking miles of a trick. Oh, man. You guys, again, I can't apologize enough for fucking up the first interview, but this has been great, and we appreciate you guys coming back and doing it again.
Thanks so much for being cool about this whole thing.
We also hope we haven't fucked up maybe the opportunity to come on your show sometime.
Oh, no. That date's still locked in. Trust me, all right.
We're really looking forward to it. That way I can just hand it over to you, my son, Matt. And all we got to do is turn on these fucking microphones and sit here and look pretty, and you can stress out about that other shit. I'll be like, great.
Eric, we can just sit back and let these two just make podcast love to one another.
Yep.
All right, you guys, this has been Matt and Eric. They are the hosts of 69 Whiskey. Tell us where you are at. Tell us about your YouTube channels. Tell us about whatever platforms you guys prefer to be downloaded on. If you're like us, you're pretty much everywhere, but give us the old spiel.
Well,
do the fucking housekeeping, bitch.
See, Matt. Hold on. That is great. No. Matt. I feel your pain, brother. You go ahead and you just fucking do your shit, and these other fuckers can shut the fuck up. You go ahead and shell.
Yeah. Hold on. Fuck.
Oh, that was great. Oh, that was the best reaction I could have gotten out of that.
Because I know how the pain.
Yeah, because I do the same shit to Jason.
I start on the fucking go.
Here we fucking go.
Here's the website. Here's the Facebook page. And he's like, we're going. Oh, God damn.
I want you to understand I laid into it because you were here.
But in all seriousness, let us know, Matt. Proceed.
Well, watch me upstage Eric and be a goddamn professional without even having all my notes in front of me.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check out the 69 Whiskey Podcast, follow us on your favorite podcasting platform, including, but not limited to, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Good Pods.
No, stop that. Stop.
I'm going to keep going because you're
a fucking professional. Go ahead.
You're goddamn right I am. Anyhow, leave feedback on the show. We greatly appreciate it. We like to read feedback on all of our episodes. You can also follow us on social media at 69 Whiskey Pod on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, 69 Whiskey Podcast, Facebook, the letters RU69 Whiskey. And for gaming content and more that we never fucking use for some reason, I blame Eric for one of them. Follow us on Twitch and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 69 Whiskey. You can also catch us on Full Swap Radio. I'm going to fuck these times up now. Thursdays at 7 a.m. and Saturdays at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. That's our syndication site. They've helped us grow our show tremendously over the course of the last year or so. And, of course, Mail Hanger. Whiskey 10 is the code for that. We also are affiliated with a product called the Baldo, which is a dildo for your balls. Please check that out in our link tree.
Whoa.
And last but certainly not least, because I am going to plug my own shit because I
for the bitch comment,
I will. If you want to also listen to this wonderful fucking voice on another podcast, I highly suggest checking out the Bromigos podcast. Different conversations than 69 Whiskey. And it's also a very fun show. I would appreciate you stop by and give that a shot.
So there you go. It is Matt and Eric, 69 Whiskey. And Jesus, this has been so fucking educational. I think this might be a better outing
than the last one. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, you're just trying to make me feel better. But because I'm still pissed. But anyway,
yeah, I'm just trying to make it feel better, Jason.
We're looking forward to being on your all show. And to tell you the truth, you guys are on Full Swap. Well, we're on Full Swap. We're like a palate cleanser. We're on like 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday because we're.
You're on the Sunday shows too?
Yeah.
Bromigos is on the Sunday show. Hey, sweet. You,
so we're just on the fringe, you know, with the quote unquote lifestyle stuff.
Yeah,
so
we're in the family oriented hours, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, Sunday it's much more family oriented on the old Full Swap radio network. But anyway, guys,
can't exactly do 69 Whiskey on a Sunday.
Yeah, you know, you can't really.
It'll be ironic though. It would be very ironic.
Most of the time, you can't do TNA on the Sunday. Did I mention our last podcast was about shit? Anyway. You guys have a good one, and we will catch y'all down the road. Look forward to being on your show. It is Eric and Matt from 69 Whiskey. Well, I told you they were like us.
We warned you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be on their fucking show.
Oh, hey, dude, tell me this one recorded because I don't want to have to talk to these twats again.
You said twat. Man, I thought it was pretty cool with the whole fucking Matt. His fucking last name looks like an eye chart.
Yeah, that was great.
I'd like to buy a consonant, damn it.
These guys were a blast to talk with, though.
Oh, yeah. These guys are nuts. And as you can tell, they...
You can see why I said Eric was demented when he starts talking about them little toys.
That's their bag, baby. And I mean, hey.
You might have some takers coming from our page.
God bless him. And I think Matt's just like, I'm here for the ride. but he likes to try to talk it up a little bit. But we get to be on their show.
No, man, we don't know what the hell we're about to face with that.
Well, if anything else, they're going to get us on the show and go, hey, man, that was a great interview. And they're like, text me 5 minutes later and go, hey, just kidding, we didn't record the motherfucker. Cocksuckers. But we are going to be on their show fairly soon, as we are recording this, about a week and a half, I think.
Don't forget, Eric.
2 weeks. But anyway, we can't wait to be on their show because they're the ones that are going to ask us fucked up questions. And I don't know that our responses will be nearly as entertaining as theirs. But anyway, check out the 69 Whiskey podcast. You can find it anywhere you find us. We will be posting a link to their link tree on our page. And you can find them on Apple, Google, Spotify. I don't know, probably on your mama if you look. But we will let you know all of their info out of the show notes. But, dude, I am just, my fucking dogs are barking. This whole recording this shit and not getting it to work is goddamn frustrating.
Well, that's a good thing I don't have to fucking put up with it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm just about there.
Oh, yeah?
Just about there.
Of what?
To where I'm almost like, you know what, fucker?
What's that?
I'm going to let you do a whole show.
Oh, shit.
So we'll be back in 6 months.
Once you train me.
With episode 50. No, that's a big thing. The mile marker or milestone, as we say, episode 50 is just right around the corner. So we are looking forward to that. We've already got some interaction from Facebook.
I'll tell you what the next milestone will be is whenever I do take over this show, we'll finally have some quality entertainment.
You cocksucker. Don't even start. Because the thing you laugh because you're like, there's no fucking way you're going to let me even fucking do that. You're right.
That's true.
You're right.
You know what the first thing I'm going to do when I get here and I take over?
What?
I'm going to turn that fucking echo off. That's something we'll talk about eventually.
Yeah, that'll come into play when we completely run out of fucking gas,
yeah.
Completely run out of shit to talk about. Anyway, I said we had interaction for episode 50. We got people sending in what they think are the funniest moments of the show, the past 50 episodes. We're getting some of those. If you're hearing this and you have not heard episode 50 yet, you still got time. You can send us an email or you can send us a message on Facebook. Go follow us on Facebook, the TNA Podcast on Facebook. Once you get there and you like us, send us a message if you'd like to come over to the naughty side, the TNA Pod Kitties private page. That membership is growing. That's the only member around here that's growing. But come on over. We'll show you around. There's a lot of ladies in there. But it turned into a little bit of a sausage party, but damn it, there's some funny memes and shit on there. It's great. Hey,
we need to wrap this up because, man, it's almost time for the meeting.
The sausage meeting?
No. It's, you know, it's the committee for the fuck.
Did it sound good in your head?
It didn't really. It's not in my head. It's just swirling around in there. I'm trying to piece it together. But it ain't happening.
Okay.
I was going to say we were going to go to the meeting for the Big Titty Committee.
Ah, see, I thought you were going to go with the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
No. Well, either one, as long as there's titty.
Yes. They can be ginormous, or they can be just nipples.
Just nipples.
As long as they don't have hair around them. I'm down. I love all titties.
Just one big nipple.
This has been the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we suck.
I agreed.
Good night.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch!